The Science Show on RN. And our PhD this week is at Oxford, studying volcanoes on Venus, many times bigger than Mount Everest.
Ever since people first gazed skyward, Venus has been an enigmatic and alluring presence in the heavens. The ancients thought it was two celestial bodies, the morning and evening stars. The dawn of the classical age, with its advances in science and religion, led to the two appearances of Venus being known as Phosphorus and Hesperus to the Greeks, and Lucifer and Vespa to the Romans. We now know that Venus is actually a planet, and one very similar to our own at that. It is around the same size and mass as the Earth, although slightly smaller. Its orbit is in the same region of the solar system, although it is around 40 million kilometres closer to the Sun. This, however, is where the similarity ends. Venus takes 224 Earth days, or around 7 Earth months, to go once around the Sun. It rotates very slowly in the opposite sense to Earth, completing one rotation every 243 Earth days. The strange thing about this is that a day on Venus is longer than a Venusian year. If you got up at dawn, you'd see daybreak in the west, and some 2 Earth months later, the Sun would set in the east. This may seem shorter than you might expect, but this is because Venus is rotating towards dusk. Without getting bogged down in the detail, this effectively reduces the amount of time the Sun would illuminate the sky by half compared to that if Venus was not rotating at all. If we now turn our attention to the surface of Venus, we find conditions that we might describe as extreme compared to those on Earth. It has an atmospheric pressure equivalent to around 92 Earth atmospheres, a pressure we might experience at around 1 kilometre depth underwater. The surface of Venus is around 450 degrees centigrade. This is actually hot enough to melt lead. These conditions are primarily due to the incredibly dense CO2-rich atmosphere. Even though it is close to the Sun, the surface of Venus actually receives less solar radiation than the Earth. This is because the sulfuric acid clouds that permanently enshroud the planet are highly reflective and bounce most of the Sun's incident radiation back off into space. However, Venus is so hot because of the intense pressure and greenhouse effect. Earth-based and satellite observations have found Venus to be very dry, in contrast to Earth, with the complete absence of water in its liquid state and only very little present in the atmosphere. So despite the Earth's initial similarities with its sister planet in terms of size, mass and location, the climate on Venus has clearly evolved very differently to Earth's. One of the most exciting discoveries is the evidence for intense planet-wide volcanic activity. There is clear evidence for past volcanism, including unimaginably large volcanoes, as well as vast fields of small volcanoes peppering the planet. My project aims to understand the ways in which volcanism occurs on Venus and the role volcanism has had and may possibly continue to have on Venus's planetary evolution. One aspect of my work has been to use computer simulations based on the well-known physics of volcanic processes on Earth. These can be used to help us understand how volcanic activity might occur on Venus. Unfortunately, we don't enjoy the wealth of detailed volcanological measurements and observations for Venus like we do in our own backyard on Earth. So some ranges of conditions must be estimated and assumptions must be made. The Russian surface lander missions as part of the Venera program spanning the 1960s to the 1980s carried out brief but as yet unsurpassed measurements of surface material on Venus. These ingenious smash-and-grab kamikaze landers had a very short amount of time to operate before they succumbed to the intense conditions at the surface. Nonetheless, they were able to make some measurements of the compositions of rocks on Venus's surface. We can simulate the behaviour of volcanic systems using these rudimentary data, along with the reasonably well-constrained thermodynamic properties of the surface and atmospheric environment. The style of volcanic activity on Venus is likely to be almost exclusively lava flows, as the explosivity of volcanoes is severely hampered for various reasons. First of all, the likely low abundance of water stored deep within the planet means that the gas largely responsible for the explosivity of terrestrial volcanoes is potentially depleted on Venus compared to Earth. Secondly, the incredibly high atmospheric pressure on Venus inhibits the bubble growth of whatever gas phase is present in the magma. Only future missions to Venus can tell us whether or not it is still volcanically active, but studies such as this will give us a much better idea of what to look for when we do finally return to this fascinating world.
Just imagine volcanoes 3 to 4 times the size of Everest. Venus. You couldn't live there. Martin Airy doing his doctorate in Oxford. This is The Science Show.